had this terrible thought.
Is this even real or is it just programming? Do you even know?
Are you lying to yourself?
Are you sure this is what you want?
No, this isn't what I want, but I don't know what I want. So I'm just gonna do it for now and see where it goes.
Oh, you know where it goes. Nowhere good, because the lies will catch up to you.
Why do people look at me funny?
They think you're ugly.
I am ugly. I don't know how to fix it.
Me either. I think you're stuck that way.
I hate that I have to see this guy today. Like, why do I always agree to do things that I don't want to do?
Because you're weak, and you suck. You think you're not good enough.
And you don't know what you want, and you like being the victim.
No, you do, though.
You're the one that makes me agree to do things that don't feel amazing. So really, my misery is on you.
Yeah, but we have to remember, I'm only in your head. And what you really need is a lot of sex and to spend all day naked in bed.
But I can't, because I'm too fat and my six pack. And I'm too skinny in my biceps, so I look like I'm dying.
So, I'm just not pretty enough to get naked and fuck.
Plus, you can't risk opening yourself up to those kinds of emotions.
If you let someone in, they'll hurt you again.
You're right. People suck.
And let's be honest, intimacy is not something you need. You'll fall in love.
And that's the slippery slope you can't get back up from.
But I do like the feelings of feeling close to someone. Someone interesting.
Yeah, but I think I have cancer again. It's in my right side. Somewhere in my intestines.
It could also be in my gallbladder or my kidney.
It could be in my stomach or my heart.
I don't know. All I know is
I'm about to fade the fuck out. I can tell.
By how much I hurt? Should I exercise today?
No.
Let's be lazy. Should I eat healthy?
No. That's boring.
Should I write a book?
No, that's too much work. And let's be honest, who would ever want to read what you have to say? So, it wouldn't be worth the work, okay?
Should I share my art with the world?
No. No one is gonna think your art is good.
Yeah. Neither do you.
You're right. It's stupid. Especially the alcohol ink paintings. They just make these weird shapes of like tits and dicks and other things that just don't make sense.
Just like you, my friend.
What do you
mean? I mean, you do not make any sense, which is why I can't do anything great.
What do you mean? You do a lot of things that are great. Stop trying to blame your resistance on me.
Yeah, but you are me, and you resist me on everything.
I'm only trying to keep you safe.
No, you're not. You're trying to kill me with your narcissistic tendencies, so I can't be free to just be.
What does that even mean? And how am I narcissistic?
Oh, I don't know.
How about the countless times you dump cement down my throat just so I can't express myself?
And that's what keeps me trapped in my uncertainty.
Can't we just be fearless for once?
How would you do that? You are fear. Nothing can change that.
Yeah, you're right. But I wish I could have my dream home with an ocean view and a garden to grow my own food and maybe true love to come home to.
Yeah, you wish, but that's not possible for people like us.
Plus, you don't have good credit, so you could never get a mortgage.
Let's be honest, she's never coming back, so forget that.
And I wish I could heal myself fully and completely without needing the chemicals they used to practically kill me.
Yeah, but you can't self-heal when I don't even know who's making me sick.
Well, I know for sure you are. And I know you're the one that needs more love, not more of who you are.
Scares me to death, to be honest.
No, it doesn't. You're just stuck living in the past.
Well, where else would I live?
Oh, I don't know. How about the only place that truly exists?
Okay. What do I get for being present?
Well, you get to be free.
Free from what?
Me.
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 Art stories. Art stories. By artist Sarah Long. Art stories by artist Sarah Long. ArtistSarahLong.com for more art stories. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. And of course, thank you for subscribing if you haven't already.